Hello, this is the Angel on Earth podcast, and I am AOE. For today, I'm going to share with you on the topic of clearing out physical manifestations of energy and why that's important. So I'll just first touch on, if anyone's interested, there is the Patreon group. You can find it at patreon.com/thedragonden. And it is a wonderful group, great community. There are some fantastic events going on. We have a couple of think tank meetings every month. And it's a mix of just us getting to share on current energies, experiences, our own experiences with manifestation, and a number of other topics, just kind of navigating this whole quantum leaping thing. And we are starting to play with some of the human design stuff too there. So that is one part of the Dragon Den. The other, well, there's many parts, but there's this whole other yoga side of it that's kind of been developing. So every month we do a quantum angel yoga session, and that's more of a, you could think of it like a flow class. It is a really good opportunity to release some of the older energies that were holding you in the maybe lower field of manifestation that maybe you wanted to get away from, and you're trying to move into a different field. And when you get there, that overwhelm of the nervous system can just really get you. And so the idea with this class is we mix a little bit of energy work in with physical movement, and we're really trying to release that lower energy. We're trying to release, and I don't mean in a, you know, a good or bad way, it's just the energies of the prior existence that you had, and allowing you to kind of anchor in some of the frequencies that you're hoping to maintain from your quantum leap. And then there is the monthly yin yoga class, which is chakra themed. We do a full chakra clearing and balancing, and that is a really great class to get to just like center, feel calm, release a lot of that like very all over the place energy that is a bit more messy and a bit intense on the system. And also just kind of do a reset to anchor in the new light, the new energies that you're hoping to. And there's other stuff too, energy readings and kind of get a collective reading and all of that. There's lots of fun stuff there, so definitely check it out if you're interested. The information for how to find it is in the show notes as well. And if you're interested, I have kind of adjusted how I do my readings now. If you're interested in a reading for me, go ahead and check out my website. It is www.angelintelonearth.com, and that information's in the notes as well. So you can go there, go to my, I think, services or readings page or something, whatever I have it as right now, and see if that is something that resonates with you. If it is, if you have questions, please feel free to reach out to me. I'm on Instagram as well, at AOE _ Angel on Earth for Instagram. And you can DM me, let me know your thoughts. If you want to know more about the readings, you can definitely also just let me know what stuff you're interested in, if there's any topics you've been especially enjoying or anything like that. I'm happy to include more of that in future episodes. And you can always check out all the other amazing content on there as well. So to today's topic, I wanted to share with you about this idea of clearing out those physical manifestations and what that does for you. So if you're the quantum leaper, if you're the timeline jumper, if you're trying to make big changes and fast, you're essentially entering a very new frequency of energy. And often when this happens, there's a lot that shifts, and that's typically when you see major, major chaos, but it's a good thing. It's all of the changes that have to happen externally in order for you to anchor in that new energy. And there is so much that we don't totally understand about how all of our thoughts and our emotions and feelings exactly translate to every part of our physical reality. They do. Absolutely, they do. But we don't always know exactly how. So when we see the upheaval of all of the stuff around us, we take it to maybe mean something is wrong or something's going bad. And it's really not that. It's just we're erasing the older timeline. We are entering a new one and we need to hold a different frequency. And so that looks like a lot of different things. Often when someone is just starting to come to, you know, understanding what's going on, they go through their awakening, they lose people, meaning they lose friends or others, individuals that don't resonate with them. So maybe they're people who you didn't get along with ever, but you kind of tolerated or were just trying to be nice to, and they were not maybe aligned to your energy for your best and highest good. So you see people leave, you see things leave, but there's also this very interesting thing that happens with, so, you know, people can just walk away and you can walk away. That stuff is easy, but the physical stuff gets tricky. There's like a whole world of energy that we are not really, you know, we do all of the energetic work in like the higher dimensions. We do energy clearing. We do all of this, like, you know, connecting with our guides. We do this work on our chakra systems and everything else. But and we're looking at, you know, what else can we do? What else can we do? But we're missing something so simple. It's right around us. It's literally everything physical. Now, am I telling you to get rid of everything? No, I'm not telling you to get rid of everything. And you don't have to do anything, I'm saying. You know, this is just, you know, what's been coming up for me. I'm sharing it. So if it helps you, which I hope it does, awesome. But if you're like, hey, no, I don't really think I'm going to do that, totally fine. I love you either way. So what I more specifically, oh, it's 11:55. Of course, angel numbers. Gotta share them when I see them. So what I wanted to share is when you look at, and you already know this. Some of you might actually already know this and are addressing this, but hear me out. What you see around you, everything you see, all of the items. So it's the brush that you have, the clothes that you have, the trash, if you've got trash laying around, it's the chargers, the extra chargers, it's the all sorts of stuff, probably the many, many crystals. I love my crystals. I'm not saying do anything with that. You can always just clear those. But there's a lot of stuff that you have that you've probably been keeping in boxes that you might just be very nicely and neatly organizing these things into drawers and, you know, rationalizing that you have the space. It's, you know, you paid money for it and, you know, it's all organized now. So it's okay. You know where it's all at. And I was kind of that person actually for a bit. And I was like, you know, well, it's all like, not everything is neat. Not saying that. But, like, you know, I had my organized way of structuring stuff that I probably would never use in my life. But I have it, and it's organized. So, you know, what do you do? And I realized as I was just kind of clearing some stuff out, what happens when we do really big leaps or we're calling in big things is, sometimes actually you might notice that something happens to your physical stuff. Like you might lose it, you might break it, you might have to throw it away, something spills on it, or maybe like everything falls on the floor and then you're like, oh, I guess I you know, some stuff stops working, you get rid of it then finally. But you're just like, wow, why is this inconvenient stuff happening? It's really not inconvenient. It's just the stuff that you thought, you know, I was holding on to that, not that you were using it. It was carrying an energy that was not aligned to the new timeline you wanted to be in. And so there's some amount that the universe might help you out and help you get rid of, but there's a whole world of stuff that you have, and it's up to you to decide to let it go. Often it's stuff that you're not consciously ready to let go of. And so the universe is letting you take your time to do it. And when you do it, then you get to level up and you get to go to the next energy, the next timeline you wanted to be in. And so I'd encourage you to look around you and see what are the things that you got. And let me help you out. So this is kind of like what I have been looking for. When you were bored, when you were upset, when you were angry, sad, indifferent, or just looking for a good bargain, but didn't really have a point to do anything with whatever you got, you went out to like a TJ Maxx or a Target or a Dollar Tree or like wherever you go, maybe it was a thrift shop, and wherever you went, hell, maybe it was Bloomingdale's, I don't know, like wherever you go to get your things when you're bored, just, you went there, you bought things, but the energy you carried when you bought it was perhaps of lack, perhaps of frustration. It's that, like, you know, you kind of just want to cheer yourself up. You've been having an off day. And so you go and you buy it with the energy of sadness or anger or upset. And then what happens is you carry that with you on it. And it's all the stuff. It's the stuff that you have from the person that you used to see a long time ago and they're not even a part of your life. Or people that you didn't even like who gave you things you didn't want, but you kept it because you were supposed to because it was a gift. All of those things carry, the ones that you know, that carry the negative energy. The energy of just indifference and maybe like just a solemnness, like, I'm not trying to pass judgment on anything. I'm just saying what's happening is you have formulated a physical reality with energy that is not prime for your quantum leap, for this new timeline. And so as long as you have all of these items here, it is going against you and fighting you from staying in the new timeline. So if you look at the glass that you got, or maybe it's the ball, or maybe it's the shirt that you bought when you were in a lower energy, and I'm not, again, no judgment, feel whatever you're going to feel, but my recommendation would be don't go buy something when you're in that energy. Figure out internally how to adjust yourself and how to feel whatever's coming up, and then go into a higher frequency internally, intentionally, not use an item external from yourself to bring you up into that other frequency. Now, you can totally do that. But what happens is then you own an item that is carrying that frequency of frustration or anger or whatever. And when you do that, you're holding on to this energy and you're anchoring that in your experience here. So when you want to do the leap, there's so much fighting you, and you know it when you see it. You see that item and you're just like, oh my gosh, I remember this terrible thing that happened to me when I was wearing that, or when I had that, or when I got that. And what's happening is that energy you're perpetuating every time you see it. And every time you go by it, and even when it's not directly in contact with you, it's in your subconscious. So as long as you still own it and it's in your possession and you are consciously choosing to keep it, you are holding that energy, that emotion, and that timeline in your current reality. You are literally holding on to the past energy. Which is not bad. I mean, sometimes there's people in your life you might lose from a number of different ways, and you just love this memory of them. So you wanted to keep this thing because you always think of them. But remember, what is the energy that you're holding when that memory comes up? If it's someone you care about and you have such a deep love for, that's perfectly fine, because there's always that energy of like appreciation, gratitude, love. But when it's not that energy, when it's maybe it's hatred, maybe it's just anger, frustration, loss, or not loss in the sense of like, you know, people lose people. That's that's not a bad thing, but maybe you feel like you lost a part of yourself when you stopped being with that person or something. That's not true, by the way, but, you know, maybe that's what you think of when you see that item, and maybe it's something they gave you. It's, unless you are going to go rewrite the story of what happened, which is also an option, often more difficult, but unless you're going to go do that and really change the energy of that item, it's going to anchor that other timeline you weren't so fond of. So if you can start to release the items in your life, the physical items, sometimes it's places. Like, sometimes people feel like they just need to get away from, like, a place. And that makes complete sense if that's you, because, I mean, for so many reasons. So many. Moving energy on the planet, for you, for others. There's so much there. But, like, when you leave a location, you let go of a lot of energies that were there. And it's not a bad thing. It's not like you're forgetting your past. It's just, you're choosing to move forward acknowledging your past, but you're not taking your past energy of lack or upset or something with you into the new place. I'm not saying that we need to, you know, erase every feeling we ever had. It's just we haven't processed that feeling yet. That's the reason we still care about the item. That's why we want to keep holding on to it. It's a bit like, it's unprocessed energy that we're just sitting there playing with and kind of like saving for a rainy day. But it's anchoring all of those experiences around us that are perpetuating that timeline. And so when we have these items that we, you know, maybe someone gave it to us, we don't like that person, they aren't our greatest advocate in life, and whatever it is, I mean... maybe it's just an item, again, that you got when you were in a bad place and you were really just so upset. That energy, instead of just feeling the upset, like letting yourself fully process and embody the energy, the emotion, you transferred it to an item. Now you hold the item, and every time you see the item, you get a hit of that energy. But the issue is, it's that energy is still present in your experience. So if it's of lack or of anger, you are perpetuating and asking and calling in more experiences that are going to trigger that emotion, that energy. And it's a lot that's dictating your subconscious part of your manifestation process. And so much happens in the subconscious in terms of manifestation that we just don't understand. But if it's there and we let it keep sitting there, we're going to perpetuate future experiences that mimic those experiences we had when we first got that item. And the thing is, once we let it go, if we just get rid of it, throw it away, give it to somebody else, donate it, whatever you want to do, then you are telling the universe, I have chosen to release this energy to be transmuted. You don't have to like go through every bit of what happened when you got it, when you're getting rid of it. But honestly, the highlights are going to pop up. You're going to have that resistance. I don't want to get rid of it. You know, I've had it for so long. I don't want the wasting the money is always one, but that's an energy of lack. And so, I mean, if you wanted, you could go buy 5 more tomorrow. Like, but the thing is, if you hold on to it for the reasons of lack, you perpetuate the lack. If you choose to let it go and give it to someone else or put it out there for someone else, then you can tell the universe, hey, I've experienced what I wanted to with that memory, with that emotion, with that feeling. And I'm good now. Thank you. I'm done. And you hand it out and you transmute it, and then it's gone. And then you no longer carry that frequency, and you're free to move forward with a higher frequency or a different frequency that matches the timeline you want to be on. So if you feel like there are items that you still have that you have not released because of a negative, like a less ideal timeline that you would, you know, we're going in the opposite direction of, like, you want to manifest house, the love, the car, the job, whatever, try to let go of the energies of I'm not good enough. I'm not successful. I'm not loved. All of the things that you might be carrying in certain items that you have, because they always invoke, you'll know which items they are. They invoke that emotion as soon as you see them. You think of it, you immediately get filled with that anger, that memory of something that happened. So if you see things in your around you, you know, wherever, and you recognize that it's not serving you, or your future timeline, your current timeline that you've jumped to, do yourself a favor and get rid of it. Just get rid of it. Like, it's literally, like, what I used to tell myself was, it's not hurting anyone. You know, I'll keep it because it's not hurting anyone. It's here, then I don't have to buy it again. All of the reasons. But the problem is, unless it's a convenience thing, like, you, like, genuinely will use this. Like, it was just, it's easier for you to have it. Like, you have five of the same tube of toothpaste because you love that freaking toothpaste and it makes you the happiest ever. Keep the toothpaste. Like, that's fine. Convenience is fine. It's a great energy. But if you got it because, you know, it was cheap and you don't even like it, and you have five of them and you really don't want to use them, just throw them away. Just throw them away. Get one that you actually like, at least. It could be on sale, sure, fine. But, like, get the one that you actually want. Because if you are, like, hoarding or holding on to massive amounts of things that you're never going to use, and they all hold the energy of lack, imagine what you're going to create with that. Because it's in your subconscious. Whether you see it or not, whether you acknowledge it or not, it is present in your subconscious mind and contributing to your ability to manifest your next moments and what that looks like. So if you fill your energy, and that's one of the reasons why, if you're going to get something, if you're going to get like an item, a piece of furniture, a thing, clothes, whatever, I'd encourage you to do so in an energy of upliftment, of gratitude, excitement, and joy. Because if you go there and you're in a bad mood for some other reason, maybe it has not, you're not trying to avoid that thing, something just happened, it wasn't ideal, and now you go buy something, now you are, there's a great potential for you to actually, like, embed that energy in the thing that you just got. So my recommendation would be, if it's possible, do whatever you need to do, but if it's possible, try to find moments of upliftment or bring yourself into an energy of excitement and enthusiasm when you go buy things and bring them into your home. That goes for food, that goes for items, that goes for everything. It goes for vacation packages. Like, the energy you go into purchasing it, if it's possible, try to keep that high frequency so you can really just, like, embed amazing energy into your whole experience. So that is all I really have to share for today. It's just look at your reality. Where are you harboring these energies of, like, lack? Just where are you harboring these energies of lack of all of the experiences you did not enjoy in life? And how can you release that to the universe to show and communicate and demonstrate that you're ready for different energies? Embed a new energy in your aura, in your subconscious, in your reality, and let yourself manifest with that. And let it take you to amazing places. I have so much more to share with you guys on so many other things in the near future. I know I say this, but there really are a lot of things, and I'm really excited to tell you about them. So I'm going to look forward to doing that soon. Otherwise, I think that should... Well, let's see here. That should do it for right now. That covers, I think, all of the most important things that were in my mind. And, yeah, that's everything. So have a wonderful rest of your day, night, morning, whatever you're in, 12:12, and love you lots. Bye.